This anatomy suits your dictating patient's name is Floyd Verlin, W-E-H-R-L-I-N, Floyd, F-L-O-Y-D. Date of birth is 12-13-1932. Date of service is 8/21/2025. Mr. Verlin is a very pleasant 92-year-old male with history of asthma, history of hypertension, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, urinary retention. History of urinary retention, status post suprapubic catheter, was admitted after he had episode of fall twice the night before admission. Patient stated that he felt like his leg gave out. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Denies being dizzy or lightheaded. He denies any syncope, denies being tripped and fell. He denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. His suprapubic catheter gets replaced every 5 weeks. He stated that it was replaced about 3 weeks ago. In the emergency room, patient was seen. His was tachycardic, was found to have a lactic acid of 2.7. His urinalysis did reveal WBCs. Also, troponin was elevated. Patient was given IV fluids. CT scan of the chest, abdomen, and pelvis was done. We did show an ascending aorta dilatation of 4.1 centimeter. Patient did drop his blood pressure in the emergency room after he received some Dilaudid. Patient, as mentioned, was admitted to the hospital. X-ray of the hips did not show any displaced fracture, showed moderate osteoarthritis. Left elbow X-ray did not reveal any fractures, showed osteoarthritis. As mentioned, CT scan did reveal no acute traumatic abnormality in the chest, abdomen, and pelvis. Mild dilatation of the ascending aorta up to 4.1 centimeter. Mild emphysema. Suprapubic catheter was present. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Was started on IV antibiotics. Was given IV fluids. Troponins were being monitored. His sodium was also slightly low, though improved after bolus. Patient was improving. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he does complain of feeling fatigue and weak. He denies any complaints of chest pain, no shortness of breath, no palpitations, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Denies being dizzy or lightheaded. Past medical history has been significant for asthma, history of hypertension, history of benign neoplasm of the large bowel, history of BPH, history of diverticulosis, hyperlipidemia, Schiff onychomycosis, Schiff squamous cell carcinoma in situ of his skin, and history of urinary retention. A surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, retinal detachment. Social history. He quit smoking about 50 plus years ago. Does drink one alcohol drink per week. Allergies to penicillin, sulfa, current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of elevated troponin, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. He does have history of asthma and mild emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological. He's patient, denied any history of TIA or CVA, no history of dementia, no history of focal weakness in the arms or legs, complaints of generalized weakness, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in the EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly. Heart SMS2 was audible, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, urinating 10 times 3, and moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, next is shape sepsis, next UTI. Next, hyponatremia. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, asthma. Next, mild emphysema. Next, BPH. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Will monitor his progress. Encourage him to drink enough water and eat better. Try to work with therapies. Will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Henrietta Shipley, S-H-I-P-L-E-Y, Henrietta, H-E-N-R-I-E-T-T-A, date of birth is 9/7/1946. Date of service, it's 8/21/2025. Ms. Shipley is a very pleasant 78-year-old female with history of atrial fibrillation on Coumadin, history of hypertension, history of transient ischemic attack, history of chronic kidney disease, history of cognitive impairment, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflex disease, history of insomnia and mood disorder. Presented to the emergency department after she had a mechanical fall. Patient was She denied losing any consciousness, and she stated that she was walking with her dog when she turned and fell. She denied tripping on the dog. She denied any complaints of chest pain, denied any shortness of breath, denied any palpitations, denied being dizzy or lightheaded. Patient was found to have left distal radial fracture. Also was found to have acute kidney injury. She was admitted to the hospital. She does have a cast in her hand/forearm. CT scan of the head and the spine was done, which was negative for any fracture except for non-displaced fracture, the distal radial metadiaphysis. Orthopedic was consulted. All precautions were instituted. PT, OT were consulted. Also, she showed gross hematuria, but denied any symptoms of burning sensation. Patient was put on Keflex by urology. Patient was given some gentle hydration. Creatinine did improve. She was being monitored, continuing on her medication. She was doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to a perpetual rehabilitation facility. At the present time, she stated that she is feeling better. She denies any complaints of pain. She does complain of weakness. She denies any other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for atrial fibrillation, cognitive impairment, coronary artery disease, history of frequent falls, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of atypical migraines, history of TIA, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, history of right upper lobe lung nodule, and history of Staghorn calculus in the kidney. Past surgical history has been significant for breast mass excision, oophorectomy, hysterectomy, ear reconstruction, knee arthroscopy, cardiac catheterization, history of cystoscopy, social history. Smoking, she quit smoking long time ago. Alcohol, does not drink any alcohol. Allergies to statins. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system. Denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any palpitations, denied any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Urinary, she does have history of kidney stone, stagnant calculus, history of recurrent UTIs. Musculoskeletal, denied any complaints of pain. At the present time, she does have history of arthritis, history of recurrent falls. Neurological, she denies any complaints of headaches, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. She does have history of cognitive impairment, history of TIA. All of the systems reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils weakly round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart FNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was... Heart FNS2 was audible. Irregular rhythm. No murmur. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, pleasantly confused, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Impression, number one, history of fall, next, left distal radius fracture, next, hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next CAD, next cognitive impairment, next DJD, treatment plan, patient is admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue current medications, encourage her to eat better, drink enough fluids, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.